Wir holen das Chofov bei der Mishnah. Hagaboyim shenichnesu l'teich habayis. A gabay, a tax collector, came into the house and you didn't have money to pay, so he went through your house to look over kelim and he took a kli, he took one of your utensils from Ashken. V'chein hagenovim shechziru es hakelim. Same thing, we have a ganef that once came in your house and stole something and now he came back into the house to return what he stole. Is alocho nemonim loima loiniganu. The Nemo to say, even though they're both an Amoritz, the Gabbai, the tax collector, is a Jew, but he's an Amoritz, and whatever he touches is Metamorit. So he's Nemo to say, he didn't touch your Kalim. He's Nemo to say, all I took out of your house was this one jar, and the rest of the things in your house I did not touch. The rest of the house is Torah. The same thing of a Ganef. When he steals your earthly Kali, when he returns it, he's Nemo to say the Kali is still Torah. Even though he's an Amoritz, the loch of a kli cherisid is only mekabel tumma from inside. Whereas the ganav had to put his hands inside the kli. If he only touched the outside of a kli cheris, it's not tummy. So the ganav is never to say that he never put his hands inside the kli is still tor. Over Yerushalayim nemonim ala kodesh. In Yerushalayim itself, the amaratzim are never to say something nogeya to hegdish, that's tor. If they we had before, if they want to bring yain or shemin to the mizbeach to be used for the nesachim, for the menachis, then neman. His namoris takes careful about kachim, and his neman to say that he didn't touch it when he's tummy. Uveshaso regal afala truma, but truma minastam the amaratzim are not neman only during regal, during the yomtiv. That's a cloud that everybody's usually Torah for the yomtiv. So then the amaratz is neman to say if he gives truma, then the truma is Torah. But the rest of the year round, the Amoritz is not Neman. And the Rishonim Rashi also Madait that the ratio of the Mishnah that says the Gabbai, that is Neman to say that it's Tor, is talking about also only for Kachim. If you want to use those Kalim for Kachim, he's Neman, but for Truma, he's not Neman. So I think about Ruminu. I have a kasha now. Hagaboyim shenichnus l'toich habayis. If this tax collector came into the house, and he went to take Kalim to take something from Ashkin for security, is habayis kula tomei? Here it says the whole house is tomei. Not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the Gabi is nemo to say, I only took one kli, and the rest of the house is tor. And here it says automatically the whole house is tomei. So more says lakash, there's no stira. Hod yika nochri badayu, hod leka nochri badayu. One is talking about where the whole house is tomei, when the Jew came in, the tax collector, with another guy there. So pshat is, he's afraid of the guy. And the man, when the tax collector comes in, he's supposed to check the whole house to make sure to take the best keli for the taxes. So therefore, if the guy is there watching him, then we say for sure you checked out the whole house and you touched everything. Therefore, the whole house is tummy. That's what our Mishnah says, no, the whole house is not tummy, it's tor. That's where he came in without a guy. It's not like this. Im yesh nochri mohim. If there's a guy with the tax collector, it depends like this. Nemonim loima loy nechnasno. Then the tax collector is never to say if he says he didn't go into the house altogether. So even though he's with another guy watching him, the sergeant is with him, but since he says he didn't go into the house, he's believed. But the tax collector is not never to say, is not trusted to say, I went into the house, but I didn't touch the kelim. Hey, since the guy is there with him, he's afraid, and if he went into the house, for sure he touched all the kelim there, all the kelim are tummy. Now the Mor says, like, what's the Svara? What do I keep? You're telling me now, Mishnah, that the Amoritz, the tax collector's Nemo to say, he didn't touch the Kalim. So what's the difference if a guy is with him? What are we afraid more with the guy? So the Mor says, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loz, it's a machoikis. Chad Omar, Amos Nochri Aleim. That a Poshi is afraid of the guy, like the sergeant is with him. And when you are a tax collector, you have to check good the house to get the best Kalim for the king. So if you don't do a good job checking all the kelim, you're afraid push it on the guy. The Chadom one says, Amos Malchus Aleim. You're afraid of the Melech. In other words, you're afraid he'll tell to the king about you. If you don't do a good job searching the house well, this guy will come and tell the king. So the Gemara says, my benai, what's the difference? If the guy with you is not a sergeant, he's not a choshev a guy. So if you're still afraid of the guy, here you're not afraid of him. Since he's not a sergeant, he's nothing big, so you're not afraid to do a good job. You won't do a good job in front of him, you're not afraid. But if you're afraid, Mishra Malchus, that maybe the guy will go and tell the king on you, then no matter what type of a guy he is, you still have to be afraid. So Melo, the svar is when you have a guy watching you, you're afraid and you do a good job, you check out the house very well, and then we say the whole house is tummy. Then the Mishnah says, V'chein ha-ganovim she'chziru ha-sakelim. If a ganev came and stole something from you, an earthly kli, and now he's returning it, so he's never meant to say that the kli is tor, that he never put his hands inside the kli. Remino ha-vakasha. It says, V'din ha-ganovim she'nichnos lo teich ha-bayis. If a ganev comes into the house, Einoi mitame elamokam drisos ragli ha-ganovim. Only the place where the ganev really walked, that's tummy. Rakoponim, it says the mokum that he walked in the house becomes tummy. So Rashi says, Mikol mokum drisas miyu tummy. Wherever the ganef walked in the house, was tummy in Amoris, the ganef, so he's metam at that place. So Rashi says, Mikol shekein, kelim shegonzvu v'yachziroi. For sure, this kli that he stole, and now that he's returning it, for sure it should be tummy. And now Mishnah says, not like that. Our Mishnah says the ganef is never to say when he returns it, it's still Torah. Samar Pinchas Mishmei the Rav. Kishasa tshuva. Our Mishnah is talking about the ganav is coming to do tshuva now. So he's returning it now, so since he's doing tshuva, therefore you could leave him. Deka Nami is a proof also for this. Tiktoni she'chziru es hakelim shvamina. Our Mishnah says that haganovim she'chziru. Mashma, they're coming to return it. The Braisa that says, you know, there's tamei, that's where the ganav comes into the house to steal. When the ganav is holding by his rishis, then avada is tamei, and we say whatever he touches is tamei. But here our Mishnah is talking about where the ganav is already doing tshuva. So since he's doing tshuva, he's not going to lie. So if he tells us that he never put his hand inside the kli, he only touched the outside of the kli, since it's a kli cheres, we believe him that it's still Torah. But then the Mishnah says, "Uv Yushalayim nemonim al hakodesh." In Yushalayim itself, if you buy a kli cheres from an amoritz, he's never to say that it's Torah. Torah we learned like this: nemonim al kli cheres gasin lakodesh. Even though it's a big kli cheres, a big pot, still the amoritz is neman, if you want to use it for the purpose of kachim. Mashenke, for truma, you're not neman. V'chol kach lama, what's the reason why? She'noisim kevshunis b'Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to have big furnace in Yerushalayim. You can't have the big fires there. So that's the way you make a kli cheres. So since you can't make it in Yerushalayim, they have to make it right outside Yerushalayim. And it's hard to have them. And we said that a kli cheres, when you use it for kachim, is every second day you have to get rid of it. Because the kachim, if you eat a piece of meat of shlomim, so the tam of the shlomim goes into the piece of, into the klicheris, into the pot, and it remains nicer after 2 days, and you can't eat the pot, you can't eat from it anymore. Klicheris, you can't be machshir with klicheris. You have to break it. And since the kanam had to say they use a lot of klicherises, they made it easy for them that they could trust the namora to say that it's Torah. And who in the svaris, the Amoritz also is very careful, because he knows kachim is different, so he's makbid to make sure that it is tor. The Rashi says, Al kli cheres agasin, the kol shechein adakin, v'ed yitzan of Yerushalmi, nemonim al tyrus kol lakelum akurdish. The kol kach lama mahadar, why they believed, that there it says, because he can't make the big fires. Rashi loi, you're right. Mora says now, v'shasa regal afala truma. But during Yom Tif itself, then the Amoratzim are Nemon, even when they give truma to say that it's Torah. Minoan Emili, how do we know this, that on Yom Tif the Nemon, Amir Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Yom Akro, v'ayosef kol ish Yisrael al ir kish echod chaverim. It's talking about Yom Tif now, they all came together like chaverim, like a chosh of a yid. It is hakosif osim kulim chaverim. The Torah, the apostle calls them all chaverim. Chaverim means they're makbid on Tyra, that they're all Torah. So mashma on Yom Tov itself, that they're Torah. And since these tumors are only with the Rabbanan anyway, so the Rabbanan gave him a din Tyra during Yom Tov itself. Yeah. Right. The Rashi says, V'regel shasa sifu. How do you know the pasuk means Yom Tov? But it says, V'yesof, you all gather together, and that's going on a Yom Tov. A Yom Tov is the time that you get together. So the Mishnah, ha-poseach es chavitoi. If you open up your barrel of wine and you start to sell it, again, it's talking about that during the regal, you're allowed to open up the wine and sell it to people, and even though you sell it to Amaratzim, they touch it, the Rabbanim will make it on Yom Tov that it's still Torah. Your barrel of wine is still Torah. Let's say the same thing, you started to, you have a big dough, and you started to sell it on Yom Tov. And on Yom Tov, even though the Amaratzim touched the dough, still, on Yom Tov itself, it's Torah. So now, what do you do with the leftover dough you have after Yom Tov? Or this barrel of wine that you started on Yom Tov, but you didn't finish it. What can you do now with the rest of the wine? The question is, after Yom Tov, now there's no more Kulum Rabbonin. So now the Tzatis said that since we know the Amaratzim touched it on Yom Tov, after Yom Tov it becomes Tamei and he can't finish it. So it's a Machlokes. We have Yehudu Rai Meyigma. Yehudu says no, the Rabbonin will make a leave after Yom Tov. Since you started to use this barrel on Yom Tov, so the Svar is if we're not going to be Matrim to finish it, he's not going to want to open up in the first place, the Gemara in Veya says. And the Chum want you to have wine to sell on Yom Tov. People should have wine. So they will make all that the wine that you opened up on Yom Tov, you started to sell it, even though the Amaratzim touch it, after Yom Tov, you're still allowed to finish selling it. But Enechnami, after Yom Tov, you have to make sure Namoros doesn't touch it. There's only after during Yom Tov. But after Yom Tov, you have to make sure Namoros doesn't touch it anymore. The Chum said, oh no, lo yigmar. You can't finish using it anymore. It's finished. Since we know for sure the Amaratzim touched it on Yom Tov. So even though on Yom Tov itself the Rabbanim were mekel, the Roni mekel to eat the wine, drink it during Yom Tov itself. But once Yom Tov went by, after Yom Tov, now it would have to be noig din tuma. So the leftover wine he can't use anymore. Mor says now Yosef Rav Ami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Akiloi the Rav Yitzchak in the front room of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha by his house. So now Posse Chad Yoma, one opened up and said like this: Malshi Nechenu LeRegelacher. What's going to be the case of this case? We had a barrel of wine. And the last day of Yom Tov, you started a new barrel, and you sold it to a lot of different people, and Amaratzim touched it. So we say, right after Yom Tov, this wine you can't use now, according to the Chacham in the Mishnah. Because you have to be noig, like now it's Tomei. So the question is, can you leave it over for the next Yom Tov? Since on Yom Tov itself, the Rabbanim was maker with Tumas Amoretz, maybe you can leave over this barrel of wine till the next Yom Tov. That's the Shaila. Malshi Nechenu LeRegelacher. Omala Idah, the other one answered back and said, Yada Kilma Mashmashim Bo. Everybody touched it. In other words, last week when it was opened on Yom Tov, the Amaratzim touched it. V'yarto Mati in the Chenel Regal Acher. And you want to tell me leave it over to the next Yom Tov, then it'll become Tor. Like, why? The Chur, it's still Tamei. You can't use it. So Omala answered back to him, what kind of spur is that? Oto Adi Idno Lav Yad Kalkol Mashmashim Bo. Like a monoshach, even during the regal, Sukkot just went by. But during Yom Tov on Sukkot, the Amaratzim touched the wine. And still we say the Rabbanu will make all, that on Yom Tov itself, you're allowed to drink this wine. So Mel, that's my sulfate, just like you're allowed to drink at this Yom Tov. So true, after Yom Tov, you don't have the kula, but wait till Pesach. When it comes Pesach, you'll be able to drink the wine again then. Or Malay answer back, Hochi Ashtar, what's the sushtal? No, it's not one. One is not like the other one. Bishlei ma'adid up until now tuma samoras beregel rachmona tyra. The such a din we dash in the posuk before, like it's much like with the raisa, but the mashlik in the posuk at least in the smachta that the amaratzim atorah on yom tov ela hashda tumei. But now, right, if the yom tov you have to be noig like it's tumei. So since you know you got one term like it's tumei, you can't be machshur anymore. There's no way to leave it over for next yom tov. In other words, since right after sukkis, after yom tov, this cooler goes off, that now that we know the Amaratzim touched, it becomes Tomei, so Amais, it's Tomei, you can't use it. So it wouldn't help you to leave it over to the next Yom Tov. So the Kitzah is the Machloikis, if you could or not. So Gemara says, name it Ketanoi. Let's say this Machloikis is the Machloikis Tanoim. The Toni Chod, we learned like one Tana says, Yenichenu L'Regel Acher. This case, we had your barrel of wine that you opened up the last 2 days of Yom Tov, and you sold it, and the Amaratzim touched it. So now after Yom Tov, you can't drink it anymore, but you have had to leave it over to the next Yom Tov, and then you'll drink it. V'tan Yidach, another brisa says, lo yinichenu l'regelacha, no, you can't leave it over to the next Yom Tov. Is my laf tanoi, l'chur, this is goofy, is the machlokes tanoim here. Tomorrow says, loy, hatayihodik toni yinichenu, Reb Yehuda. The one that says, leave it over, that's Reb Yehuda Shita. That Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah says, yigmor, you're allowed to finish eating it. So we'll soon see what that means. That you can't leave it over is Rabbanin. For the Marva Tisbara, or Rabbi Yehuda Yigmar Koma. What do you mean to say? You can't say the Brisa that said leave it over from Sukkot to Pesach. That can't go like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah says no. The Rabbanin will make it and said you could finish the wine altogether. Like the Chura, the whole Shaila in the Gemara is only according to Chachamim in the Mishnah that says that right after Yom Tov the wine is Tamei. So now we have a Suffolk. Can you use it next Yom Tov? But according to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to continue finishing off the wine after Yom Tov, Havadi, you don't have to leave it over, you could use it right now. So, Mazenech Nami. And it means like this. The Tana that said, don't leave it over to the next Yontif, not that it means to say that it's Tomei, but rather he meant to say it's a Yehuda. It goes according to the Yehuda Shita. What he meant to say is, like Morrison says, you don't have to leave it over. You're allowed to drink it right now. And after the Bryce, the Tana says, yes, you have to leave it over. That's Rabbanan Shita. That says, what, it's also to drink right after Yontif. But Enechanami, you are allowed to leave it over to the next Yontif. So according to this, there's no machlokes tanoim. For tomorrow, my lay in the chenu, what does the Tanakhama say, don't leave it over? If it goes according to Yehuda, what does it mean, don't leave it over? It means to say, shein tzarech lanichoy, you did not have to leave it over. In other words, according to Yehuda, you're allowed to finish drinking that wine. Since you started to open it on Yom Tif, so the Rabbanu will make it then that it's tor, lemaisi, after Yom Tif, it's still tor, and you're allowed to continue finishing the wine. If the Yom Tov Avad, you have to be Makbid, the Yamorek doesn't touch it anymore. But I call upon him, that they touched it during Yom Tov doesn't ruin it. Since the Rabbanu will make it on Yom Tov, the same cool applies even after Yom Tov. The Mishnah. Mi shavur a regal. After Yom Tov went by, ma'avirin al-tairis azara. We have to be afraid now all the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash became Tomei. Because on regal, the Zoyla regal, Klai Yisrael comes up to the Beis HaMikdash. We have to be afraid a lot of Amoratsim came into the Beis HaMikdash and they touched the Kalim. And the Maisa, they're Matam with the Kalim. So after every Yom Tov, they had to go and take every single Kli in the Beis HaMikdash and put it in the Mikvah to Matai rule the Kalim. Now, over a regal Yom HaShishi, let's say Yom Tov ended on a Thursday. So, Lohoyim Avir, if they covered a Shabbos. Even though you had a Friday right after Yom Tov, they weren't matzuch you to be tovel all the kelim on Friday. Because the Ma'al Dekanim are busy preparing for Shabbos. So they still make when Yom Tov ended, last day Yom Tov was Thursday, they were still make that Friday and Shabbos you can still touch the kelim. They have the kula that's torn because of Yom Tov. And after on Sunday, then you have to go to be Matai and roll the kelim. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, Af Loi B'Yom Hei. Even if Yom Tov ended on a Wednesday, and you have Thursday, is the first day, Thursday also you don't bother be tovel the kelim. Shein kanim pnuyim, because the kanim are not free. That Thursday also they're busy. Soon see why. So the Gemara Torna, shein kanim pnuyim elohitzi b'deshin. There's a Yom Tov just passed by. The last day Yom Tov was Wednesday. So on Yom Tov they didn't make any trumas adeshin. They didn't take off the yeshes from the mizbeach. See, Yisru Chag, the first day after Yom Tov, the Kanim have to be worried about taking off the yeshes off the Mizbeach. So Zoy comes out now that Thursday, they're busy taking off the yeshes off the Mizbeach. So male, they're busy with that. Friday, they're busy preparing for Shabbos. So again, you don't have to be table the Kalim until Sunday. Rashi says, "Lefi shen kana panuyim, b'moitzoy Yom Tov latvilan shetrudim lohitzi adeshin, shal tapuach shebiyamsa mizbeach, shekibtsu shom kol yomais regal, kol deshin shom arocha." Now they didn't clean out the marocha, the mizbeach then, only after Yom Tov. So it was full of ashes, so they had to worry the Yisruchag to clean out the mizbeach from the ashes. Therefore, if Yisruchag is on a Thursday, then they don't have time to be table the Thursday, so rather the table is first on Sunday. Now the Mishnah explains, what does it mean we have to be toivel all the kelim? Kate said, Mavriru na tairas azora. How do we do this, that we have to be toivel now all the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash? Matvile nesa kelim shrei b'migdash, enich nami. All the kelim that were in the Beis HaMikdash, we have to take it down to the mikveh now, and be toivel it. V'yoyim lehem, but we tell in the Beis HaMikdash, they give a clap, that the Amoratsim that are in the Beis HaMikdash, on Yom Tov, they tell them, his haru shaloi tiga v'shulchan. We tell the Amoratsim on Yom Tov, be very careful not to touch the Shulchan. In other words, we'll soon see the Shulchan is very difficult to be toivel. Because it's the lochom that you have to have the lechem aponim on the Shulchan tamid. The lechem aponim they put on Shabbos, the new ones, and it stays there the whole week. And the Pasuk says tamid. In other words, the Shulchan is never free. You never have a time that you can take the Shulchan out into the mikveh. So therefore, we have to be careful to make sure the Shulchan never becomes tamid. So therefore, even on regal, when the Amoratsim come into the Beis HaMikdash, we tell them, please do us a favor and be careful, don't touch the Shulchan. Because of the Shulchan, will have trouble, how to be Matirit. Now, Kol HaKelim Shoyi BaMikdash, Yesh Lem Shniya Mushlishim. All the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, they always had a duplicate of it. There was always two or three of all different type of Kelim. That something happened that kli became tamei, so you have to take it out. There's always another kli usable. It's machoikis that it goes on shulchan also or not. We'll see. Kol akelim shoyev ha-mikdosh tunin tefillah. Any kli in the base of mikdosh that a person's tamei touched it, the kli becomes tamei, and you have to be tevel it. Chutz mi mizbeach ha-zov or mizbeach ha-nechoshes. Hakutz from the mizbeach ha-pnim, the gold one inside, mizbeach ha-chitza and the nechoshes, those two kelim, the mizbeach, was not makabel tumah. Why? If neishen kekarka. Because they're considered, since they're attached to the ground, they have a shame like dirt, and dirt is not makabel tumah. So Rashi, Shakosav Korim Mizbeach Adama. The Torah calls the Mizbeach Adama. So Mizbeach has a din like the Adama, it's not Makabel Tumah. The Shulchan Yamor and Lenogaboy. I, the Shulchan will be careful, nobody should touch it. By the Divri Reb Lezer, this is Reb Lezer Shita. The Chomim Oimrim Mifnei Shein Metzupin. The Chomim say no, the reason why is because the Mizbeach is covered up. It's Metzupah, it's covered up with gold, or else with Nechoshes. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the Chum mean to say that it's covered up. It's metzupin in the gold mizbeach. The ikar part, the middle part, is made out of wood, but around it, inside and outside, there's gold. And since it's covered up with gold, the Chum says it should have a different halacha. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what they mean to say. So we're also like this. Tana we learned like this. He's haru shema tigo b'shulchan of a menorah. And the Brisa says they told the Amoratsim, even the Kahanim, that Amoratsim, and they're coming to the Beis HaMikdash on regal, to be careful not to touch the Shulchan and don't touch the Menorah. Like that top place it says, to Kahanim Amayoritz. We're talking about even the Kahanim that were Amoratsim. Ha'ochim la'echel ishtachavais komar. Dilu Yisroel lo'ayruin le'lach av benulu v'mizbeach. V'chein pirish Rashi. There was to be afraid they'll touch the Shulchan, or you regal Yisroel can't go inside to the Hechel. So we're not afraid they'll touch the Shulchan. Elamai, we're talking about Kahanim. And even Kahanim, sometimes they're also the Amorites. So on Rego, when they go into the Beis HaMikdash, we tell them, please be careful, and don't touch the Mizbeach, and don't touch the Shulchan. And in the Brice today, we even tell them, don't touch the Menorah also. Mashmu, very careful, the Menorah should not become Tommy. So Mura says, V'tana didan, my time of the Tani Menorah. How come our Tana doesn't mention a word about the Menorah? Our Tana only talks about the Shulchan. In other words, even though in our Mishnah some people put in the word Menorah also. Now Gears is good. Other Mishnah says up the Shulchan is more than. But our Gears is good. The Mishnah only says Shulchan. So we ask, how come our Tana only says about the Shulchan? Why doesn't it also say the Menorah? So where it says, Shulchan Ksiv Dei, by the Shulchan we're very careful, we're very nervous that it should not become tummy. Because if the Shulchan becomes tummy, we'll be in problems. Why? Because the Pasuk says by the Shulchan, tummit. It says that you have to have the Lechem upon him tummit. So Mele, if the Shulchan became tummy, there's no time for you to take it to be table. Because there's a mitzvah Keseida to have the Shulchan in its place with the Lechem on it. Mashenkein Menorah like Ksiv Dei tummit. Our Tana knows by the Menorah, the Torah doesn't say tummit. Vabasulsi Rashi, even though it has to say tummid, it just means that it has to be lit the whole night. From night to morning it has to be lit. But by daytime you don't have to use the menorah. So if the menorah became tummid, it's not so the felach. You'll take it by daytime to the mikvah and be terrible with the menorah. Mashenik and the shulchan, that's terrible. The shulchan becomes tummid, you'll be mavata the mitzvah. So that's why the Awatanos are very careful about the shulchan. Let's see Rashi. Menorah like Sivbei tummid. Kleima. Temidim ha'amurim b'menorah. That's what the Pasuk says, Tamid, Loi Tamid Yom V'Layla Kama. The Pasuk doesn't mean to say the menorah has to be lit 24 hours. Ela Tamid means Milayla L'Layla. Ki Tamid Amu Be'olas Tamid. It just means that from night to night means the whole night it has to be lit. V'Chavitzi Kain Godol. Like it says, by the Olas Tamid means every single day. Avu B'yoin Loi Hayo Delik. But by daytime the menorah did not have to be lit. Timei Erev Ad Boikik Siv. The Pasuk says from night to morning it has to be lit. That means Tein Lo Midas Hashemin, put enough oil into the menorah, Sheyesh Bo Kadei Lidlak, that the menorah should be able to be lit, Meyer Avad Veika, from night until morning. Lefikach, therefore, Kol Ayoyim Atoyochul Asalkoi. The whole daytime, if you have to take the menorah out, you take the menorah out the whole daytime. Ulatvila Mitevla then. So therefore, our Mishnah is not so gefelich if the menorah becomes tummy. Therefore, we don't tell the Kana to be careful not to touch the menorah. Avol tamid am b'shulchan, but after the pasuk says you have to have lechem upon him, their tamid always. That means tamid yoyim v'laylu. The mishabbos leshabbos to oruch halav. That the lechem upon him has to be there mamish 7 days straight, from Shabbos to Shabbos straight, the lechem has to be there. So since it's a mitzvah to have the shulchan in working condition the whole week, if it becomes tummy, we'll be in problems. So therefore, we're very careful that the shulchan should not become tummy. For the more v'iduch, what's pshat then in the b'raisa? Why does the b'raisa say we're careful even about the menorah? Kivon d'chsis, since the pasuk says v'yes ha-menorah noichach ha-shulchan, the Torah says the menorah is supposed to be right opposite the shulchan, is command d'chsiv be'tamidami. It's as if to say the menorah also has to always be there. In other words, just like the shulchan has to always be usable, who are the menorah also always has to be usable. Even though you don't use it by daytime, but al kel ponim, you have to be very careful that it's not tummy. Shrashi noichach ha-shulchan, kol zaman sha-shulchan shom, tei menorah noichachot. That's what's mashma. Kol zaman, the shulchan has to be there, mashma, the menorah has to be opposite it. So therefore, we have to be careful the menorah should not become tummy, because we can't take the menorah away. Enechnami, if it did become tummy, you'll have to take it away. You have no choice. For the chilul, though, we try our best not to be mavato the mitzvah of tamid to make sure it's not tummy, that you should not have to take it away. But if it did become tummy, pshit, you'll have to take it away to metire it. V'iduch, what does our Tana do that holds no the menorah you're allowed to take away? Aye, it says noichach. From the Gemara, who the kavoyele makam udiyasa. Our Tana holds it's only to say the place where you put the menorah. The Torah says noichach ha-shulchan means the menorah is the opposite of the shulchan. The shulchan is on tzofin, and the menorah is, the shulchan is on dorim, and the menorah is on tzofin. That's all it just says, where the place it is. So the Gemara now, v'tepikle dekliyetz ho'osul nachasu. Tzchur avakasha. What are we afraid about the shulchan? It shouldn't become tamei. And avakasha, the shulchan is not a kli to mekabel tumah. Even if a tumah person touches the shulchan, still it should not become tamei. For Rashi v'tepikle, dina minoga v'shulchan. Even if you want to say the tumah person, the amoritz, touch the shulchan, loy metamalei, should not be metamarit. The shulchan was a kliyet. The ikar was made out of wood, and it stood in one place and never moved it away. So a kliyet that Ha'azamar says the type of lady kliyet ha'osui lenachasu. It's a kliyet, eight, a wooden kli that's meant to stay put in one place, and that's not makabutuma. The chol kliyet ha'osui lenachas leimetamui. My time, why not? The pasuk is mashma dumi the sack binim. It says kliyets next to a sack, next to a sack. So idashin ma sack metalto molibrekum. Just like a sack is something you fill it up and move it around, it's always movable. Is av called metalto molibrekum. The same thing, something that's movable when it's full or when it's empty. Mashenke is something that's not movable. I bezoi then you're it's not makabel tuma. So chura the shulchan stays put in one place, you never move it around. So chura should not be makabel tuma altogether. Rashi says, "Dum yid sak binen linyan tuma hukshu kliyets lasak." They still call us a yipul alav mhem b'moisam yitma mikol kliyets oydegra yor sak. So masak matatam ol breakon yotzo osu lanachas deinu matatam ol breakon yotzo kliyets amachzik mem so who adin a very big kliyets that holds 40 saw of water. It's too big to carry. So it's not makabel tuma. I call upon the kliyets that you don't move around, it's not makabel tuma. Tumor says that's not shver. The Gemara says, "Hai nami metalto molev reikenu." No, I tell you, the shulchan also is movable. At some time, they used to move the shulchan around. When? Kedresh Lakish. The Yomer Resh Lakish. My dichsev. What does the pasuk say? Ala shulchan ator. The pasuk says the shulchan should be tor. Mechlal should tamei. Mashmit could become tamei. So the kitzur is a pasuk that says clearly the shulchan could be mekabel tuma. Shrashi Ashukhan Ator, Shemarti Shay Tor, Michlal Shuroy Latuma, Mashma could become Tomei. Ah, Yavakasha Vlad Kliyets Osla Nachasu. So why do you have to answer for tomorrow of Yamai? What's John this Posik? Why can the Shulchan be Makabo Tuma? Ah, it's a Kliyets Osla Nachasu. Vienna Makabo Tuma. Because the Shulchan is a Kli that stays put in one place, you don't move it around. So it's not Daima to a sack. So it should not be Makabo Tuma. And of the Gemara, Ella, Melamed comes to teach us like this. That Shemagviya Noisai, they used to pick up the Shulchan during early regal time. Oh, Marin by the early regolim. And they would show it to the Klal Yisrael that came to be early regal. Lechem Aponim. Even though the Lechem Aponim, it was inside the Heichel, and the Yisrael can't go inside the Heichel, so they used to pick up the Shulchan that the people outside could see it. The Yomim Lem, and they would tell the Klal Yisrael outside, Ruchi Baschel of Neamokim. Yeah, look how dear you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That siluka kisiduroi. That the same way the lechem was fresh when they put it in last Shabbos, now when we're taking it out 7 days later, it's just as fresh. And that was a nes. And this nes by place we're saying now is b'schus to oil the regolim, the people want to oil the regol, so we're showing them this greatness.
All right, turn over.